Good evening. This is Nancy Sorden, Chair of the Pacifica National Board, and it is 11:24 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm calling this open session of the PNB meeting to order. Mr. Pro Tem Secretary, would you please take the role of this continuation meeting?
Okay. Grace Aaron, KPFK. Can't hear you, Grace. Jonathan Alexander, KPFK.
I'm here.
Jonathan is here. Adriana Casanave, KPFT. Can't hear you. Oh, Adriana is here. Chris Corey, I believe he asked for an excused absence. Bill Crozier, KPFT, is here. Joseph Davis, KPFT.
Here in Houston.
Joseph is here. Catherine Davis, WBAI.
Here.
Catherine's here. Benito Diaz, WPFW.
Present.
Benito is here. Jan Goodman, KPFK. Can't hear you, Jan. William Heerwagen, WBAI.
Present.
William is here. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA.
Here.
Sabrina is here. Dwayne Lark, KPFT. Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken Laufer, WBAI.
Here.
Ken is here. Tony Leon, WPFW.
Leon, WPFW is here.
Tony is here. Afia Wangaza, WMXP.
Here.
Afia is here. Alex Randall, WUVI. Can't hear you, Alex. Mansoor Sabah, KPFK.
Hazir.
Mansoor is here. Nancy Sorden, WPFW.
Here.
Nancy is here. Alex Steinberg, WBAI.
Present.
Alex is here. Carol Travis, KPFA.
Here.
Carol is here. Tom Voorhees, KPFA.
Here.
Tom is here. Muscula, Washington, WPFW.
Here.
Muscula is here. Maxie Jackson, Executive Director.
Present.
Maxie is here. John Tatum, a parliamentarian.
I'm here.
John Tatum is here. Okay, and going back, Grace Aaron, we couldn't hear you.
Here.
Grace is here. Jan Goodman, we didn't hear you. Still can't hear you, Grace. I mean, Jan, excuse me. Dwayne Lark. Can't hear you, Dwayne. And Alex Randall, well, he was absent. Okay, so let me count. We have 18 directors present, so we have quorum.
Okay. Thank you. This is a continuation meeting. We are going to take up where we left off. I would ask, Mansoor, you had offered earlier in the executive session to do the timing of the speakers. Are you willing to do that now? Hello? Am I muted?
No.
No, Mansoor is.
Oh, Mansoor, you are muted if you're trying to speak. All right, Carol, would you be willing to continue?
Actually, it would be a big help to me if somebody else did at this session.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Wonder why.
I beg your pardon.
Please, I know please don't be making disparaging marks about other people.
Excuse me, Madam Chair, I made a comment. If you
it wasn't called for. You didn't have the floor.
Madam Chair, if we were to speak about how many people in this PMB speak out of line and say things that we're not called for, we wouldn't have time to discuss anything on the agenda.
That was not, what you said was not pertinent to the timekeeper's role.
Like I said, apply it to everyone equally, okay?
You do not have the floor.
Like I said, apply it to everyone equally. Starting with your friends.
Well, to me, it sounded like you were wondering why Carol wasn't going to do timekeeping. That's what it sounded like to me.
Like I said.
Totally uncalled for.
Like I said, apply it to everyone equally.
Well, that doesn't make sense either. So I need a timekeeper for the speakers.
Great, I'll do it, Grace.
Thank you, Grace. All right. Okay, so now we're going to agenda approval. So we had...
Anna, Madam Chair?
We have on the... next we have on the agenda after agenda approval is the minutes approval and the committee report. Motion
on.
The weather was just crazy.
Uh-huh.
We met
on. Madam, did you hear me?
Join the festivities. Can you mute your phone?
Dan?
I'm asking for the floor, Madam Chair.
Dan, I'm not giving it to you yet. Could you please mute your phone, Jan? We're hearing a lot of background noise. And so if we're going, I'm telling you what the agenda is so that we can approve it. We have a motion on violation of KPFT LSB motion on telephone participation, an unfinished business line of authority of ED and CFO, and motion regarding agenda setting, and then adjourning to, and then adjourning. So... we are now. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Yeah.
So moved.
Okay. I have a second.
Actually, there is, Madam Chair, there is no need to approve the agenda because we're continuing from last week.
But we, that's correct, but we never did approve the agenda last week. So we, that's where we're leaving, that's where we left off, is right before agenda approval, because Ford came to council. Our council came on before we got to agenda approval. So that's where we're starting up right now. So I asked for a motion to approve the agenda. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Are there any objections?
Yeah.
Adriana?
Are there any amendments? Are there any amendments?
Adriana.
Adriana, go ahead.
Yes, Madam Chair. First of all, I want to add the signatory motion that I already sent. I want to be first thing on the agenda because I think that we know that we need our executive director to have the option to sign in all our accounts. That is the first one. And the second one, I think that you didn't, point number six, we didn't finish. That was delegate election report. I think that we have other news that should be, I hope that the executive director will have even, I don't know, 5 minutes to explain to our membership in open session how is the situation of the election. Just a report from him. I think that that will be more than enough.
Okay, so I have an amendment from Adriana to add the motion on the signatory power appointment and also requesting a 5-minute report from the ED on the update of the election, of the delegate election. Is there a second?
Second, Catherine.
Any objection?
Request for information, Bill.
What's your request for information?
Was that a 5-minute limit on each of those?
Oh, we have a 5-minute limit on the report from the ED and for the motion.
I request 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
10 minutes for the
approval of the signatory. Yes. And the first thing after, obviously, the agenda approval.
Okay, I don't know why it takes 10, but okay.
Madam Chair?
Okay, and also, where would the report go for the... I guess that would go right after that.
Okay.
Okay. So...
William, ma'am.
Answered your question. We got a second. Grace,
unfortunately, I can't find the open session agenda. I want to make sure that in committee reports, the audit committee motion is on the agenda.
Could we do that next after we do this amendment? Could we do your amendment next?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Are there any objections to Adriana's amendment to the agenda? Okay. Hearing no objections, we're adding the signatory motion that she sent earlier this evening and a report from the ED on the delegate elections. Okay.
What time, sir?
Grace, you have an amendment?
What about William asked for the floor?
Okay, you were after Grace.
No, I wasn't. Okay. I was after Adriana. In fact, I thought I was before Adriana, but Adriana went first.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. Grace, we have some committee report motions that are the audit committee. I'm just saying that those will come underneath the audit committee. If there's any motions that go with those reports, those will come under the committees. We don't need, I don't think we need amendments for those. Okay, William, go ahead.
Thank you.
Okay, I sent my motion again, slightly revised, on the status of the WBAI-LSB meetings. I just sent it, I don't know, between meetings, and I sent it last week.
Okay. And you would like to put that on the agenda after what? Committee reports? Or where?
No, it's a little more urgent than that. It's right after the ED.
Okay. So you would like an amendment to the agenda right after the ED report for 10 minutes for your motion that you just sent. Is there a second? Okay. Any objection?
I object.
Yes. We're loading too much stuff up. Everything has to be at the beginning. It's crazy.
Okay. All right. So, take the vote, please.
No, I want to motivate it.
Oh, you want to motivate it. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. This is not something that will be any good if we do it in December. It has to be now, because the WBAI-LSB has not met since June. And this is requesting that the PNB direct the vice chair, because our chair resigned right at the last minute before the last meeting, would have been possible to request, be directed to call a meeting, otherwise authorizing any members to authorize to call the meeting. I mean, they can go on, they skip a whole year, and then the last 2 years they don't close half the meetings. If we're going to do, let them go to the end of the year without a meeting, it's crazy.
So I'd like to. Okay, so all right, so all right, so thank you for motivating that. Okay, it's 2-4-2 against on this.
I'm against it.
Go ahead, Alex.
I'm just against loading up our agenda with this item. I'm not necessarily opposed to it, but I think we have more urgent matters to contend with.
Dwayne is on the call.
Okay, go ahead. Hi, Dwayne. Mark, Dwayne present.
Okay.
Okay. Any other comments on this motion amendment?
Benito.
Okay, go ahead, Benito.
Well, Joseph hasn't spoken. Let him speak first.
Go ahead, Joseph.
I was going to say, obviously, the LSPs need to meet. It doesn't sound like it's something that's going to take a lot of time for us to handle, so I think we should go ahead and have it and prioritize it. Thank you.
Carol,
okay.
It's 2-4-2 against, right? You've had 2-4. I'm the second against. We're talking about its placement on the agenda, not taking it up. And everything's being loaded up ahead, and there's important things that have to be done that have been on the agenda. Some of them have been being considered since July. So I think that no.
All right. Okay, so now we're going to go to a vote.
Wait a second.
Does the matter move?
Chair, I think I have to write this. And I was on the...
All right, so, right, so you were the second four.
No, I'm on
William gets to motivate himself. Go ahead.
But can I speak? I'm going to speak before, and I'm already on the floor. Thank you, Madam Chair. So, like others have said, I don't really want to argue about a precise place on the agenda, and I appreciate the point that everybody wants their stuff to be number one, so maybe we can negotiate that in the next few minutes. But it seems to me outrageous is not even the word. But I know it's against the bylaws for an LSB to go more than 2 months without having a meeting. So I think this is a priority item. This is so self-explanatory and common sense. I don't understand how anybody could be against it, unless, of course, they have some hidden agenda, which, of course, is totally foreign to Pacifica. But I'm just saying, so the point is, let's not argue so much about where on the agenda. Let's just make sure it gets to, we get to discuss it tonight.
10 seconds.
Point of order, Madam Chair. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you, Adriana. What rule is being broken? Thank you.
Please, the first one that I'm talking through a phone, another director, because I'm yelling on my phone and you cannot hear me. My point of order was when Bill Crozier talked without the floor and you allow him to get into the floor without any recognition. And somebody, please check your screen, because somebody mute my phone. The only way that I can talk is calling to other directors, and he put me on.
Yeah, Adriana is muted. I don't know why.
Nobody knows why. Yeah, you know the people. I know that it's not you, Madam Chair, but it's some of the people that are allowed to go there and see the screen that some of us cannot. That is the problem. I was yelling and yelling, point of order, nobody can hear me. It's not right that the director needs to call other directors to be on the call. You know who are the people that have the availability or the possibility to do that. Why don't you give me a pass?
Okay, Adriana, you are now unmuted. Thank you. Okay. Okay, so now, William, you get to remotivate your amendment.
Okay, I'd just like to say that I have motions on the closed session that go back to last May, so complaining about something from July, it's a complaint, but there are worse cases. Thanks.
All right, thank you very much. Now we'll go to a vote on adding this amendment to the agenda. Bill, will you take the vote, please?
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Pass.
Pass. Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Jonathan votes yes. Adriana Casanova?
Can somebody explain to me what is the amendment that we are voting on?
Yes. We're voting on adding William's amendment.
I have his motion. Yes.
He just sent us.
Yes, I vote
Adriana
yes.
Votes. Adriana votes yes. Bill Crozier votes no. Joseph Davis?
I'll vote yes.
Joseph votes yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito Diaz?
Kitchens was going to be speaking.
Yes.
Benito votes yes. Jan Goodman?
I said, oh, he's fantastic.
Pass. Jan, please mute your phone.
I have to unmute it long enough to say something, which I did, and then I muted it again. I'm, really sorry, but I have to unmute it to speak.
All right.
Yeah, somebody's parking
in
the background.
We're in the middle of the road. There's some,
William Herwagon?
Yes.
William votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Abstain.
Sabrina abstains. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Dwayne votes yes. Ken Laufer?
No.
Ken votes no. Tony Leon?
Yes.
Tony votes yes. Afia Wangaza?
Yes.
Afia votes yes. Alex Randall is not on the call. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Mansoor votes no. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex votes no. Carol Travis?
Abstain. I thought this was a motion to place it someplace on the agenda. I mean, some particular place. I abstain.
It's to put it first. Nancy, do you want to clarify
vote
that?
No. If it's to put it first, I vote no.
Okay, no. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Tom votes no. Muscular Washington?
Yes.
Muscular votes yes. Going back, Grace Aaron? Can't hear you, Grace. Jonathan? Oh, you voted. Okay.
I think I already voted.
Yeah, Jan Goodman?
No.
Jan votes no. Sitting here, Alex Reynolds not on. Let me count. And we never did hear Grace. Ten yes. Seven no's.
Bill, this is Grace. I took myself off the call.
Okay.
I vote no.
Grace votes no. So it's 10 yes, 8 no's, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Wait. 10 yes to put this for this amendment.
Yes.
8 no's. Abstain.
Yes. You abstain? Okay. So that's 2 abstentions.
All right. So what's the final count?
10 yes, so 8 no's, 2 abstentions.
Okay. So we have this motion to add William's motion to the agenda passes. Okay. So are there any other amendments?
Request for information?
Yes, Grace.
How long is this meeting going to go on?
Well, let's see. Time certain, midnight.
Which is less
than 10 minutes from now.
It's been 10 minutes from now.
May I move to have an extension, a continuation meeting for next week?
Yes, you may.
I'll second that.
Madam Chair, again, I'm muted.
No, I hear you.
Somebody, yes, you can hear me because I'm talking in another director phone. In mine, you cannot hear me.
You're not muted.
Okay, yeah, they are really fast to do it, huh? My question, Madam Chair, is was a request for information, Madam Chair, because it's time to approve the agenda, pass or not.
We have a continuation meeting motion right now, which takes precedent. So we're voting on that. All right. So we have a second.
Mansoor, yes, seconded.
Mansoor seconded. Okay. Right. Okay. So are there any objections to continuing this meeting next week?
Yes. More than I want to discuss it.
Let's see. Next week is the 15th of November, right?
Yes.
And the following Thursday, of course, is Thanksgiving. So,
Madam Chair, I have a question.
So what's your question, Dwayne?
With respect to the amount of meetings that we have had in the last 4 to 6 weeks. I know that the PNB, are you aware that the PNB required the local LFB of KPFT to not have so many meetings? And yet I think we're breaking that very rule that was given to the KPFT LFB just 6 months ago.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know that that's true, but that answer is not germane to this continuation meeting issue. So, any objections to having a continuation meeting?
Yeah, I already objected and said I wanted to discuss it. This is
all right. Right. Let's take. All right. What do you want to discuss, William?
We earlier defeated closed session, and I think we should defeat an open session. Next week. I mean, too many meetings.
Okay, thank you. All right. Let's go to a vote.
Madam Chair, Benito to the stack.
I think we're out of time, aren't we?
We need to go to a vote on this continuation meeting.
Do I have the right to speak?
Before then, Madam Chair.
You have to say it the proper way.
I need to yell because nobody knows if I'm on or off. I'm sorry.
Adriana, we can hear you.
Perfect. Thank you, Madam Chair. My point of order, you're giving me the floor for the point of order. Can you ask the pro tem secretary?
What's the point of order?
The pro tem secretary needs to wait to be recognized instead of jumping on the floor and saying whatever he wishes. The rules should be applied to everybody, right?
Well, if he needs to clarify
Thank
something
you.
As a secretary...
No, he didn't clarify. He was making a commentary of what somebody else was talking. No.
Okay, I'll try to keep an eye on that more. Thank you. Okay, all right. So we need to... we need to go to a vote on this unless you have it. If you object and you need to say something about it, what?
Madam Chair, wanted to say something. Fourth time.
Okay, you have, go ahead. You have the floor, Benito. We're starting now.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I just want to repeat and add to Dwayne's point and William's point. We've been having too many meetings back to back. I thought that
you can't add. He's already made that point.
Can
That's
I speak
story.
Or not? Or do you get to decide who
you have
gets
to make
speak
a,
about
you
what?
You have to make a different point. He's already made that point. I'm not giving you the floor to make the same point. Do you have a different point?
Madam Chair, I think that despite the fact that Trump is the Fuhrer, he has not come down with an edict yet saying that he gets to decide who gets to speak on what, or what they can say.
You are not addressing whether or not to have a continuation meeting.
Anything you say, Madam Fuhrer.
Your comments are insulting.
I don't give a shit.
Okay, I'm muting you. You just lost your time to speak, Benito.
Point of order, Spiel. We can't hear you, Nancy. Anybody hear me?
Okay, sorry. All right, go ahead, Bill.
You know, it wasn't just insulting. All this stuff is dilatory, making the same point over and over again. We started the agenda approval last week. We still have not finished it this week.
I just said that,
okay.
Bill.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so
point of information before we continue, Madam Chair, is really
sensible information. I'm sorry, you've already had the floor. We're going to a vote on whether or not to have a continuation meeting.
Isn't the moment for discussing, Madam Chair?
No, we're already through with that. Bill, take the vote.
Okay.
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander.
No.
John votes no. Adriana Kasanev. Can't hear you, Adriana. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis.
Vote no.
Joseph votes no. Catherine Davis.
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito Diaz.
Benito,
I'll get back to you, Adriana. Benito?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
So I vote no.
Benito votes no. Adriana, were you trying to vote?
I already voted.
I didn't get your vote. Could you repeat it, please?
I repeat it.
I can't understand how you're voting. Sorry.
Okay, I can talk to somebody else's phone.
Okay, go ahead,
Adriana. No.
We can hear you now.
No.
Thank you.
Perfect, because I'm not...
Adriana votes no. Jan Goodman?
Please, Madam Chair,
yes.
Solve my phone.
Jan votes yes. William Heerwagen?
I think it's obvious somebody's playing with Adriana's volume. Now, muting and
no.
How do you vote?
I vote no.
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs
has no ability to mess with Adriana's phone. Neither does
I am looking at the the panel, there is no one messing with Adriana's phone on Maestro.
Okay, Sabrina voted yes. Dwayne Lark?
Yeah, we'll see if we have this recurring problem next year as well. Dwayne Lark, pass.
Pass. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Tony Leon?
No.
Tony votes no. Afia Wangaza?
No.
Afia votes no. Mansoor Sabah?
Pass.
Pass. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscular Washington?
No.
No. Let's see, going back.
Mansoor changes his vote to yes.
Mansoor changes to yes. Let's see. Dwayne Lark?
No.
Dwayne votes no. Alex Randall's not on the call. Okay, let me count. And Chris Corey's not on the call either, I believe. 10 yes. 9 no. Charity, wish to vote?
I vote no. I don't want a meeting either.
Bill, point of information.
Yes.
I counted 8 no's.
Oh. Okay, well, let me check I got everybody right.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, can you be
you repeat the no's? Nancy, you want me to repeat the no's so we can verify that?
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Okay, had Jonathan Alexander, Adriana Casanive, Joseph Davis, Benito Diaz, William Hirwagon, Dwayne Lark, Tony Leon, Afia Wangaza, and Muscular Washington. Did I get everybody right?
And Nancy Sorden.
Well, and Nancy Sorden, yeah. Okay, I believe that's 10.
Madam Chair, can you announce the vote? Thank you.
Okay, so I voted no, so that's 10 yes, 10 no. This motion to have a continuation meeting next week fails.
And may I move to extend time?
A motion to extend time. From who was that?
This meeting. This bill.
Madam Chair, point of personal privilege.
What was your motion to extend time for?
45 minutes. We have some important motions coming up, including from several committees that we've been putting off.
Chair, point of request.
That's true. We
do.
Okay, go ahead. Is there a second?
Madam Chair, are you addressing Dwayne Lark?
Second.
Okay. Dwayne, what did you need the floor for?
I need the floor for what I should not need the floor for, but in a respectful way, I request that the secretary, pro tem secretary, who's very adept to Adriana.
You're breaking up, Dwayne. Could you please stand in one position, please? You're breaking up.
Adriana Casanova. So he knows the name of the
can't hear you, Dwayne. Can't hear you, Dwayne.
Madam Chair, now I've been.
Now I can hear you.
Okay. Now, Madam Chair, all I was asking was the pro tem secretary announced the name Casa Knives, and I think he knows. Because he's pronounced it many times in Houston, Casanova. So I just wanted him to be aware of that if he wasn't aware of it.
Okay, thank you. Okay. All right. Okay, so is there any objection to extending for 45 minutes? we can attend this business we have tonight because we didn't, because we're not going to have a continuation meeting.
Adriana, yes,
I'm opposed.
You're opposed to, okay, you're opposed to 45 minutes, okay?
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Madam Chair?
I have a point of order.
What's your point of order, Grace?
Madam Chair, I believe that if we don't have a meeting soon to discuss the election of affiliate directors, we will be in serious breach of the bylaws. I don't think we can delay that until for several weeks if we don't have a meeting. We have to figure out some sort of way to have a meeting to be in compliance with that section of the bylaws.
William, for the stack
of information, Dwayne Lark.
What's your request for information?
My request is basically based on what the member just cited. We were behind 3, 4, 5, 6 months on having the election because, of course, we were consumed with signing loans. So this rush that we've got to have a meeting every week, and I repeat that whether it's hypocrisy or whatever, there was an edict sent by this body to the local station board who was trying to get a general manager in place and things of this nature, telling us to stop having so many meetings. So we've had meetings twice and every week. It's some hypocrisy that has to do with this as respect to the urgency of the matter. We started the election 6 months after it was supposed to start.
We're just discussing whether or not to extend this meeting.
That's not asking for the floor.
Yes, Adriana, what's your...
William asked, too.
Yes, my Grace Aaron gained the floor with a point of order. That wasn't any point of order. How this will work, Madam Chair? You cannot gain the floor with a point of order. And it's not true. It's not true. The bylaws are very clear that by November 15, we need to nominate this nomination of the affiliate. We don't need a meeting.
Sorry.
We need, before November 15, the affiliate is being nominated.
Okay. All right.
That's all we need.
I apologize. I'm reading the bylaws. I believe
you can read the bylaws, but you cannot have the floor whenever you want.
Adriana, stop.
I rescind my point of order.
All right, thank you. Okay. All right, so we're going to vote on whether or not to extend this meeting for 45 minutes. Okay, so.
Madam Chair, I want to amend.
What's your amendment?
To extend this meeting to authorize the signatory for the executive director. Just the 10 minutes that I asked for that is on the agenda. It's everything that we need. I amend to 10 minutes.
All right. Is there a second? Are there any objections to this amendment?
William will second.
Okay, yes,
William
object.
Will second.
Not nearly enough time.
Okay. What's your point of information?
What will we be taking up in 10 minutes?
Will we have to complete the approval of the agenda before we can move to an item on the agenda?
We were marching around and demonstrating.
Right, we have to approve the agenda first.
All those good things.
So we'll need more than 10 minutes. Yes. Adriana, would you make it 20 minutes? Would you make it 20 minutes?
No, Madam Chair. To approve the agenda, we work all the necessary. The time passed by already.
Stay here for a few
minutes. The agenda could be 12 minutes. 2 minutes to approve the agenda is just yes or no.
Okay.
And 10 minutes for the IEB signature. That's all that we need. Thank you.
Ms. Bill, may I speak?
Yes, go ahead, Bill.
We started agenda approval at about, 10:31 my time, a central time, okay? And we still haven't finished with it yet. And it just takes us time. I hate to say that because of all the dilatory behavior. And, you know, if we're going to get things done, we have important business for the foundation that we need to get done. And so we can't do it in 10 minutes. And that the EB signatory motion is not the only thing that's important. So I'm opposed to Adriana's amendment. We need more time than that.
Okay, so
the standing time is not debatable. Why? Because it is allowed to debate.
Extension of time is not debatable? I believe it is.
Debatable? Then you are opening to debate? Do you want me to moderate again?
That's what everyone has been doing. All right. So, we're going to go to a vote on whether or not this amendment to extend time for 10 minutes. Bill, take the vote, please.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace?
To extend time for 10 minutes?
Right.
Yes.
That's an amendment. Yeah, okay. John votes yes. Adriana Kasanev?
Yes.
Adriana votes yes. Bill Crozier votes no. Joseph Davis?
Vote yes.
Joseph votes yes. Catherine Davis?
I pass.
Joseph pass. Okay, Catherine passes. Benito Diaz?
I pass.
Okay. Benito? Can't hear you, Benito. Jan Goodman?
No.
Jan votes no. William Heerwagen?
Yes.
William votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Abstain.
Sabrina abstains. Dwayne Lark? Andrew E. Dwayne. Ken Laufer?
Pass.
Ken passes. Tony Leon? Enter you, Tony. Afia Mangaza?
Yes.
Afia votes yes. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Mansoor votes no. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex votes no. Carol Travis?
No.
Carol votes no. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Tom votes no. Muscula Washington?
Yes.
Muscula votes yes. Going back, Grace? Grace Aaron?
No.
Grace votes no. Catherine Davis?
Abstain.
Catherine abstains. Benito Diaz? Can't hear you, Benito. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Dwayne votes yes. Ken Laufer?
No.
Ken votes no. Tony Leon?
Madam Chair, can be sure that Benito Diaz is not muted?
He's not.
Okay, I didn't hear him. I didn't hear Tony. Alex Randall's not on the call, so let me count.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. This is Jan. I didn't vote before. I did not vote before, and
well,
I abstained.
I thought I heard you vote. Oh, you vote. Okay.
No.
Jan
no.
Abstains. Okay, yeses, let me count. Seven yeses. Seven noes. Three abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
The vote's yes, but I think this needs two-thirds.
This is an amendment.
Correct.
Oh.
It only needs a majority, Madam President.
Oh, it does? Oh, okay.
No, Madam Chair, I'm sorry, but we need two-thirds.
Excuse me.
We need two-thirds.
I have the floor.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
You do not have the
floor. It's majority. It's majority for amendment.
You're not the parliamentarian.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes, this is an amendment to an amendment, so it only needs a majority vote. So once this passes, then you're going to have to vote for the main motion as amended, which will take a two-thirds vote.
Oh, right.
If it's voted down, then you're back at the main motion of 45 minutes, and
okay.
That will take a two-thirds vote.
Okay.
The point of personal privilege, Madam Chair.
What's your point, Benito?
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but I was muted and I was unable to vote just a minute or two, or maybe 3 minutes ago.
Right. You were muted. I muted you because you were using obscene language, and you can vote now.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I believe the vote was whether or not to extend 10, or the motion was to, the amendment was to extend 10 minutes. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so I vote yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so this passes 8 to 7.
Should I add Benito's to the yes?
Yes.
That would make it 9.
9 yes, okay, right, 9 yes, 7 no, okay. All right. So this amendment passes. Now this becomes the main motion, and this is the one that requires two-thirds. So, Bill, take the vote, please.
Okay, this is the one extending time. All right. Grace Aaron?
No.
Grace votes no. Jonathan Alexander? Can't hear you, John. Adriana Casanave?
Adriana votes yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. And I'm sorry if I didn't pronounce your name correctly, but I have a cold. Bill Crozier votes no. Joseph Davis?
Yes.
Joseph votes yes. Catherine Davis?
Abstain.
Catherine abstains. Benito Diaz?
Yeah.
Benito votes yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William Heerwagen?
May I ask what the parliamentarian said about if this fails, or passes or fails, then what happens?
John, could you please reiterate what you said about this vote, what happens if it fails?
Or passes, whatever. As I said earlier, this is the motion as amended, so it takes a two-thirds vote. Now, if it passes by a two-thirds vote, the meeting will be extended 10 minutes. If it fails, then there will be no extension of this meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, yes.
Okay, Heerwagen votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Abstain.
Sabrina abstains. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken Laufer?
No.
Ken votes no. Tony Leon? Tony, if you win Gaza?
Yes.
If you vote yes, Mansour Sabah?
No.
Mansour votes no. Nancy, excuse me, I'll come back to you. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex votes no. Carol Travis?
No.
Carol votes no. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Tom votes no. Oscar Washington?
Yes.
Oscar votes yes. Going back, Jonathan Alexander? Didn't hear you. Still can't hear you.
I'm sorry, but I keep voting yes.
Dwayne Lark?
Dwayne votes yes.
Dwayne votes yes. I didn't hear Jonathan at all. Tony Leon? Can't hear you. He's missed the last couple of votes. Okay, let me count. We have 8 yes, 7 no's, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains. Even if I voted it would not be a two-thirds vote.
Correct.
So this motion fails, and we are adjourned. Good night, everyone.
Thank you. Good night.